I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What do people wrongly assume about you? 1-800-947-3979. Also, we're doing a radiothon for something called Kids Food Basket. And somehow, at the beginning of the hour, a series of lies and contradictions. It was offered up that I would go shirtless for an hour if we were up to 50,000 by 8 o'clock. Now, I set that number very high, 8 o'clock Eastern time. Mm-hmm. We're over 9,600 right now.
Yeah.
But that's still nice. $40,000 short of me taking my shirt off.
If that happens
to come through in the next 14 minutes, so be it.
We got to have like one super loaded listener listening right now thinking,
got to.
I got this. I know I do. Like, go clear it with your husband or your wife first, whatever you got to do, or your accountant.
Yeah, because if you don't clear it, now you're going to be like, yeah, I donated to a charity. What's the charity? I don't know. I wanted to make Freebird take his shirt off. Yeah.
Some nips.
But
thing?
You know, yeah. Somebody listening has humiliate others kind of money.
Yes.
I mean, for real. I mean, like, there are billionaires who live in this area. They probably don't listen to this show, but they might.
How do you think
one
they got rich?
One of their kids probably do, or one of their nephews or nieces.
Somebody does.
You know, they're just trickling in.
Yeah, I dare one of you trust fund monsters to make me take my shirt off.
Yeah, you know there's at least one person listening who somebody gave him a G-Wagon at 18, right? Like, come on.
Yeah.
That's like some serious family money. Don't you want to both help feed children and embarrass Freebeer? Make that large lump.
Those two things do not have to... First of all, I see
the
what you're
show
doing.
Is two small lumps.
I don't know. We ate a lot yesterday. These are moderate lumps. Yeah. The only way they look small is because my belly grows also. I'm 3 months pregnant. You're going to feel the crust kicking today if you put your hand on my stomach. What is that? A leg? No, triple chunk.
Yeah.
Chocolate chip.
The crust. Ooh, the crust is kicking. I'm going to say that every time I eat a piece of pizza now. Oh, my God.
It's fun getting a text from my wife with a screenshot where she had texted 1-800-947-3979, and then she had texted Plumpy Nips and gotten the kids' food basket donation thing back. Okay. It works. Good job, Steve.
That's good.
You knew it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I see our credit card that she's donating this hour.
She donates $40,000.
First of all, that's going to be 20 credit cards, and we got two.
Yeah.
So that ain't happening.
You better win America's favorite couple three times.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you're damn right. All right, what do people wrongly assume about you? Listeners are chiming in. Let's see. Where's the one? I just got to go back a little bit. This text from Nashville. Them. Hey, you look like you can sing. Me. Is it because I'm a fat black woman? If I said that to someone and they replied with that line, it'd be like, finish him. And they pull my spine out and I just crumple to the ground. Also, I don't think I would say that. Hey, you look like you can sing.
Nope.
God, that is a good one, though.
Fatality.
People always assume I'm a lesbian, this person writes. Same. I believe it.
I hear that, brother.
I believe it's for a few reasons. One, growing up, we were taught to do everything. Also, I grew up in a family of mechanics. As a divorced woman, I do all my home repairs, my landscaping, even car work. 2, I'm independent, rarely ask for help. 3, when I'm in a relationship, I don't talk about it on social media or with people in general. I'm just private. 4, as a person who is woke, when the question about sexuality comes up, my response is, why would my sexuality matter? That certainly keeps them guessing. I think you might like the mystery a little bit, and I don't blame you. I like that, but I could see how that would happen. We got a text earlier. It says, people always assume my body count's really high because I've been in a band. I don't tell them it's currently 1, which good for you if that's your choice.
Oh, man, what were you in, like Striper?
No, I bet Striper got some ass. Wait, were they Christian?
Yeah, that was one of the Christian hair metal bands from the 80s.
This one I like from the Upper Peninsula. People always assume they can buy drugs from me at concerts and other events. And then they say, well, you're obviously on something, and I just want to feel the way you look right now. And, oh, they sent a picture. It totally makes sense. I totally see it. I don't want drugs, but if I did, you three would be the first ones I would ask. So, that makes sense. Kelly, do you ever have anybody assume that at a festival?
Oh, definitely.
About you?
Yeah, for sure.
You ever had anyone assume that about you at Aldi?
I've only ever been to Aldi a couple times. But
in general, you know.
In general, yeah. I think especially when I'm at music festivals because of what I wear and the fact that I usually can bring in a book bag because I work in media. So media passes always allow a book bag. Man, you see a book bag at a festival, you're either like, all right, they're the mom of the group. They got the baby wipes, the deodorant, the gum, the extra water, or they're the drug dealer.
A lot of people writing in who deal with resting B-faced or resting A-hole face.
Mm-hmm.
That's certainly a factor. I'm a big 6'2 guy. I'm bald. I have a full beard that partially covers my red cheeks. You'd think people would wrongly assume I'm a mean guy, but nope. They assume I'm Santa Claus. Kids smile and talk to me all the time. People approach and talk to me like I'm a gentle giant. I'm a friendly person, but I don't really care about people.
Yeah, that's got to be rough for anybody with that somewhat look, especially around the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you're a bigger guy, you got a white beard.
Oh, yeah.
Every mom is saying, look, it's Santa Claus.
Santa.
That'd be good.
1-800-947-3979. Our old friend, Dr. Bob from New Jersey. Hi, Dr. Bob.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great to see you guys back at the Jersey Shore. It was
good
wonderful.
Yeah, that was
wonderful
nice to see you a couple months back. Yeah,
it's great. It's always fun. Hey, as you know, I'm retired, and when I worked and I was seeing my patients, I always went to work slacks, shirt and tie, no problem at all. Sometimes after work, I'd have to go food shopping, and I go into the supermarket, and all of a sudden, I'm labeled as the produce manager.
Now, Dr. Bob, I can see that. You give off produce manager vibes.
You do.
You're either a guy who's squeezing the melons professionally or you're being followed by security.
Yeah. That's a guy who can tell you how to utilize horseradish well in a meal.
Yeah. You can tell if it's a sweet watermelon by checking the melon's a-hole.
Well, I can tell you when the eggplants go on sale at ShopRite on every Thursday.
That's fun.
There you go.
It's always fun.
There you go. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Bob.
Josh, what do people assume about you?
What's going on?
Not much.
Well, you hear this stupid voice I got. I am from Canada, and I work in the Dakotas. I've never been south of South Dakota. Apparently, I was just like Joe Dirt, born with this stupid ass voice.
Oh my god.
I can see I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you, bud.
Oh boy.
God, is that funny?
Thank you for making the promos for our 3-day weekend.
I was gonna say, if you ever want to know how you can end up being re-aired on this show, that's pretty much it.
You can hear my stupid voice.
God, I'm from Canada, but I sound like
never
this.
Been south of South Dakota. That's
wild.
Oh,
my God.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.